If you're having trouble sleeping for a few days, the best response is not to fight it. That comes from early research from the University of Pennsylvania's Perelman School of Medicine. From WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Anne Hoffman has more.
Most people experience insomnia at some point in their lives, and although it's part of human evolution, think back to when we had to flee dangerous predators in the middle of the night, it can still feel frustrating and exhausting.
Chronic insomnia, when it is untreated, is not only ruinous to the quality of one's life, but that it has been clearly shown to be a risk factor for the development of a variety of medical and psychiatric disorders.
That's Dr. Michael Perlis, who's heading up the research on insomnia at UPenn. He says the worst thing one can do is try to regain control by attempting to compensate for sleep loss.
The very best thing that you can do is absolutely nothing. And we know what that means. That means you don't sleep in the following morning, no matter how tired you are. You don't nap, and you don't go to bed early.
Perlis's research team has provided the early data that could ultimately confirm that theory, based on findings from sleep diaries given to 1,000 people. He says his research has begun to show that the 50% of people who try to make up for lost sleep after a few white nights are more likely to develop full-blown chronic insomnia. But those who don't usually go back to getting good sleep. The research will continue into the next 2 years. For WHYY News, I'm Anne Hoffman.